How much of how you approach building your roster is just to beat the Patriots because they've been so dominant with this division for the last decade?
I think, you know, I try to look at ourselves really first and try to, you know, better our roster and better what we're doing. I don't think that, you know, we try to keep things more internal, doing it that way. And then I think the next step is you're looking at the division as a whole. I think you're talking about, you know, a team that's an excellent football team that has obviously played extremely well over, you know, a long period of time. But it's still, you know, at the end of the day, it's two games, and obviously they're two important games, but there's 14 others. So I think it's difficult to go in there and say, hey, you know, you're building everything to, you know, to beat, you know, one team.
Coach, how difficult is it to, one, get yourself acclimated for your first game and your game plan for the Patriots, and then, two, also get your rookie quarterback, EJ, up to speed as well?
Well, I think, you know, obviously that's, you know, the off season helps quite a bit. You know, you're able to spend extra time getting acclimated to everything. And then obviously we knew going into the draft that, you know, we would be going in this direction of taking a young quarterback. So we put a lot of time into, you know, how we want to develop him and then, you know, how we were going to get him ready. So I don't think that it's, you know, it's not something that just popped up on us.
When you take a look at the Patriots, what do you see as the key for you guys offensively to attack?
I mean, I think it's very difficult. I think, you know, you have to have a good balance because, you know, they do such a great job. I mean, you know, Coach Belichick and Coach Patricia and, you know, are you know, very good coaches along with the rest of the defensive staff. And, you know, schematically, you know, they do a great job of putting their players in position to make plays, and they have good players. So, you know, I think it's very, very difficult, and it creates a great challenge for us.
How valuable has it been having your defensive coordinator who has a lot of experience facing the Patriots in the division?
Well, I think, you know, I think obviously it could be beneficial in some situations, but, you know, in the NFL nowadays, there's so much turnover in the roster, and, you know, you're trying to play to, you know, the strength of the talent that you have that, you know, it may change, you know, over the course of years, but I'm not going to say that, you know, having someone that's been in the division that hasn't been helpful. It has been helpful from a personnel standpoint.
Is there a sense of unknown with regard to the Patriot offense with so many new receivers, or because it's Tom Brady, there is a known?
Well, the one thing I do know, what is a known is that they're good. And they'll be good at what, you know, whatever they may do. So I think that's what the challenge is. I don't think, you know, you go in there, and I think, you know, like most games, you just early on, you know, strategically, whether, you know, you're looking at us or you're looking at them or you're looking at the rest of the games around the league, you know, early on you'll see what teams are, you know, trying to accomplish or how they're trying to attack you, and then you'll see the adjustments.
Coach, is it fair to say when you took this job during the offseason that, you know, one of your goals was to narrow the gap between the Patriots and the rest of the division, or were you just focused on Buffalo Bills expectations?
I was focused on the Buffalo Bills expectations, and I've always been a firm believer in that. Everywhere I've been, I think that, you know, you have to, you know, first take care of the business in-house before you start, you know, looking to see what you can do elsewhere. So, you know, my thing was how the Buffalo Bills are going to get better, not how the Buffalo Bills are going to do this or do that or compare them to any other team.
How much of your offensive philosophy from Syracuse are you bringing to the Bills?
Well, I think probably most of it goes back to, you know, things that we did in New Orleans, you know, and some of the principles that I had there. And then obviously, you know, Coach Hackett, you know, I worked for his dad in New York, you know, for quite some time. So, you know, basically our background, you know, is pretty much the foundation of what we've done. Has been the same, and I think we did some good things at Syracuse that, you know, I think everywhere you go, you know, whether it's at the Jets or the Saints or Syracuse or, you know, all my experiences, I think, you know, you put together and you formulate what you feel the best way to attack people and the best way to win, as long as you can keep it within a system.
Coach, if Kevin Cobb were healthy, would E.J. Manuel still be starting this Sunday?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at it, Kevin, you know, really had some hard luck. I mean, you know, with the injuries that he had and wasn't really, you know, able to participate, he missed some practice time and then obviously didn't really play as much in the preseason. So, you know, it's very difficult to say if he was healthy, you know, what would have happened. But I think it's very easy to say that, you know, based upon the preseason and practice, that E.J. Manuel has earned this.
Do you expect Rob Gronkowski to play on Sunday?
Excuse me?
Do you expect Rob Gronkowski to play on Sunday?
I'm sorry. For some reason, you're breaking up on me.
Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, do you expect him to play Sunday?
I don't know.
Are you preparing for him to play?
I think you prepare for anything. I think, you know, if he plays, you know, you have a very good player, you know, playing there. And then if for some reason he doesn't play, they'll have someone to step up and do a very good job at that position.
I'm just curious. So E.J. Manuel has been announced as your starter, but with the uncertainty of not naming a starter, what was the benefit? What was the benefit to naming a starter so close to the game? Like, why announce it publicly?
Uncertainty of naming a starter.
Why announce it publicly?
If E.J. Manuel's not ready to go, Jeff Toole would be playing quarterback, and that's how we're going about our business. And I said publicly before that, you know, we picked a time frame that we thought, you know, if he was able to come back, you know, we'd be able to get him ready, and then we'd make a decision. And then obviously through the rehabilitation process, that time period moved up, and I don't think this shocks anyone, you know, about E.J. being our starting quarterback.
So if he... is it safe to say that if you had any doubts about rushing him back too soon, that he wouldn't be on the field this Sunday?
That's correct.
When you look at the Patriots offense, Coach, what the three rookie wide receivers, what do they add to that offense?
Well, I think they can run, get the ball, catch it. I mean, there's a lot of things that they can do, as well as the people that they've acquired from free agency. I mean, you know, you have obviously a quarterback that, you know, can put the ball, you know, right on the money, you know, and I think that, you know, he was an elite quarterback in this league. So again, you know, those are the challenges, you know, for us. And, you know, those receivers play well, they run good routes, they get off man coverage, they get, you know, find the spots in zone. So, you know, they've got a bunch of guys that are able to get open, and we've got to do a good job covering them.
Coach, there's one player you happen to know obviously pretty well in the Patriots defense, Chandler Jones. What kind of development have you seen from him since you last coached him at Syracuse? And on sort of a personal level, what did he mean to you and to your program while you coached him?
Well, he was outstanding. You know, I had Arthur when I first came there, Chandler's older brother, and then, you know, I was fortunate, you know, to have Chandler and got a chance to meet his family. You know, they're outstanding people, and it's easy to see why, you know, the three boys, you know, are who they are and the way they grew up. And, you know, obviously, you know, we're very proud, you know, of Chandler when, you know, at Syracuse, and I'm very proud of him. And I've seen him get better and better. I've seen him, you know, really step it up and really be a good professional. And, you know, he's one heck of a football player, and, you know, we're going to have our hands full with him.
Have you had any communication with him since you took the job, knowing you guys will be facing off each other twice a year each year?
Well, you know, I haven't really had communication with anyone. You know, so I don't want to say it's not that Chandler and I haven't had communication. You know, obviously we've been, you know, quite busy, you know, putting everything together here. And, you know, I think it's one of those things where a lot of people, that at least that I'm connected to from the football standpoint, you know, understand, you know, what the job is, how hard we work at it. And, you know, that's not an indication of, you know, not caring or anything like that. I care a great deal for all the players that I've coached, whether I was an assistant, a coordinator, or a head coach.
What's one thing you've learned about being a head coach in your short time on the job? And have you leaned on anyone, current, former coaches, mentors, anyone for advice on how to handle the job?
Well, I think I've said this before. I think what helped me out quite a bit was, you know, when I was in New Orleans as the coordinator, and I went to Syracuse as the head coach. You know, I think that really helped me out quite a bit. And then, you know, the transition going from college to back to the NFL was a much easier transition for me than going from the NFL to college. So, you know, I feel much more comfortable for whatever reason, you know, maybe because I was in this league for quite some time, you know, prior to the job. So, you know, I feel very comfortable with it and the schedules, you know. And then you just had a, you know, for me, I was gone for 4 years, and, you know, obviously there's some different things. I mean, you know, there's days off in camp, which, you know, I was never a part of as a player or coach, and, you know, and then just some of the CBA, you know, agreements that, you know, came in with the league. And so for me, you know, just, you know, taking, you know, seeing how we can best take advantage of those type of schedules with our players, that was really the only thing challenging. So I relied on, you know, other coaches that have been doing it for, you know, a couple of years, or at least did it last year, just to get a feel of what was going on.
Coach, what have you seen from Mario Williams since during the training camp and the time with him?
I've been very impressed with him. I really enjoyed being around him. Obviously, he had some soreness in his foot, early on, and really being a good pro, really working hard to get back on the field, and at the same time working hard with all the other players. So, I'm excited. Where he is now, he's feeling good, and I look forward to him getting on the field, and he deserves it because he's worked extremely hard.
Do you see him as an anchor of your defense, so to speak?
I like to look at everyone as an anchor of our defense. I think when you put it on one person, I think obviously we have some good players. We have some talent on that side of the ball, and we need them all to go out there and play well, and we need them all to think that they're an anchor.
I guess just finally, I know you haven't been a part of the, I don't know what it is now, 18 of, I think the Bills are like 1-18 against the Patriots over the last 10 years or whatnot, and but have you been in a situation before where maybe you've either been had the upper hand on a team or been on the other side of it for a consistently long time? And what lessons did you learn from that to apply in this case?
I think it changes every year. I think the team, teams change every year and things go. And then, you obviously try to get, different results. I think if you stay the same and do the same thing that you're doing, how do you expect, to get different results? So, I think you learn from history. I don't think that, and I think that when you go out there and play, it really what matters is what you do at that time. It doesn't really matter what has been done in the past. But, you're correct. In the last 11 years, it's been 2-20.